escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, he is Sunshine himself, Andy Herman from the Pack-A-Day radio show, weekday mornings, 8 to 9 here on the Fan. Of course, his Pack-A-Day podcast as well. How are we doing, Andy?
I'm doing swell. Thanks for having me, Sparky. Always a pleasure to get to talk to you. I know you've been doing double duty today. You had the Mason Crosby show earlier. So you still got enough gas left in the tank as we're watching the Brewers game as well here?
This is pretty much common now because tomorrow I'm doing double. Monday I'm doing double. Tuesday I'm doing double. So yeah, I'm locked into double duty now going forward. I do get Crosby back tomorrow. Earlier today, it was me and Tommy, which was fun either way. I do have a question for you. It's a personal question. I hope you're able to answer it honestly. Lie to me about this. How many hats do you own? Because you are a guy that always has a hat on every time we see a podcast.
Oh, I was going to do
He just knocked over his camera.
I knocked over the camera. All right, that's a problem.
I see the ceiling.
I was going to show you all the hats that I have, but now it's a major problem. So, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 up on my shelf, one on my head, and a couple upstairs as well.
Oh, that's not too bad. So you don't like have 100 or anything?
No, cover for me though.
Oh, no, that's fine. Yeah, I mean, I was thinking like there's 100 hats. You know, like some people love collecting like basketball shoes, right? And they've got like entire closets of basketball shoes. If you come to my house, the front door, there's this big thing that hangs on the back of the front door. So like the inside of the house in the living room, right? And we put all of our hats in there. And there's probably like 5 or 6 baseball hats in every single one of those things. I bet you we got like 60 baseball caps on the back of the front door between me and all my kids and Kay of all the hats that we all like to wear from time to time. And Andy always has a hat on. So I just assume that Andy probably had a ton of hats, right, Charlie?
I would assume so too. I know it's usually the orange hat though, the one that he's wearing right now.
Yeah,
that's the hat that I see all the time. I got a wall of hats in my room.
You do.
And it does not hold all my hats. I got hats on the ground. I got hats in the closet too. I'm a big hat guy.
Yeah, and your girl, she's good with this?
Oh, she's fine with it. Yeah, she buys me hats.
Oh,
like
she
the
does.
Last three
to
ones I've gotten.
It.
Yeah.
To add to it. Mm-hmm. Very good. Andy Herman back in center screen now on YouTube after taking out that camera. I'm glad it's not broke. That would be, that would have been even worse.
It would have been problems. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Let's talk about practice today between the Packers and the Seahawks. We'll talk about the actual play, but first I want to talk about the fights. I had to get you on to talk about what all went down. Now that I saw a little bit of video of the big, I don't know, what do you want to call them, scrums of guys kind of pushing and shoving, it feels like, from what I can tell, maybe Tucker Kraft and Zach Tom were kind of at the forefront of all of this. What could you make out?
Yeah, the first one, it felt like it escalated kind of out of nowhere, and it definitely felt like Zach Tom was at the forefront. Then Elgton Jenkins got thrown to the ground. Messiah Swinson was drowning under players at one point. And then, of course, you had, like, the benches clear and everything got a little bit crazy. It definitely felt like, I mean, Zach Tom threw numerous punches throughout the course of that one. And it felt like Elgton was more of a little bit of a bystander on that one, but I couldn't tell if there was maybe something that he instigated earlier and prior to that. But yeah, it got very aggressive, very fast. That was one of the more, I thought, crazy kind of skirmishes. And then it felt like cooler heads were going to prevail. They had a few plays that took place. And then a couple of plays later, Messiah Swinton, I think it was, maybe it was Johnny Lumpkin. I don't know. I get those two guys confused all the time. They end up, you know, kind of starting something again. Then Anthony Belton's getting down and punching boxing form. And like he's throwing punches and other guys are throwing punches. Uh-huh. And it got really out of hand. Zach Tom did not get to finish practice because of his involvement in the entire thing. I know Elgton Jenkins wasn't in on the final drive. I'm not sure if he got kind of kicked out of practice too, but yeah, it was kind of a wild and crazy MMA type day at Packers practice today.
Andy, when Belton gets into a boxing stance, what are you doing if you're looking at Belton getting into a boxing stance?
Pleading. I'm in the negotiation phase. I like, listen, that dude runs a faster 40 than I do. I know I'm not going to outrun it. Like, what did he probably ran? What, like a four something 40? Like, I'm not running that. So I'm not going to be able to run. So I'm very deep into the negotiation phase at that point. Like, Anthony, just joking. Just kidding. So yeah, if we get into
5'2" not that fast.
Yeah. See, 5'2" You got him, Andy. You can outrun him.
There's no way I can run a 5'2". You think you're running a 5'2"? I don't think I can run a 5'2".
I don't know. I have no idea.
Maybe my change of direction is better. Maybe I can, sort of zig and zag back and forth or something. I don't know. It's not, either way, it's probably not going to end great for me.
He punches me, I'm dead. Like, I'm literally physically dead. It's over. He's going to knock, like, whatever through the other side of me, and he's going to kill me on first punch. That is not happening. Let's talk about this practice and what did actually happen. Jordan Love does the 7-on-7s, and it doesn't appear that it went so well for the offense.
No, 3 of 12 during that period, including a check down to Josh Jacobs, which pretty much was much ado about nothing. And in fact, one of the touchdowns, the defender fell down on the play. So that was a little bit of a gift also. And not actually on the other one, it was a crossing route to Luke Musgrave where he may or may not have gotten the end zone. I think he probably would have, but it was not exactly like the sexiest play in the world either. It was a tough period. I will say this. I didn't think Jordan, outside of one play, Isaiah Nair, of all people, got in with the ones and
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89¢ with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89¢. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89¢. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Completely smoked the Seattle Seahawks outside corner. I didn't get to see who it was.
Good.
And was wide open in the back of the end zone. Jordan missed that one, just overthrew it, overcooked it. Outside of that one, from my viewing point, I did not see Jordan have a ton of opportunity to fit, like get it into players. It just didn't seem like there was many places to go. I'll give Seattle a lot of credit defensively. I think they broke up like four or five passes throughout that entire period. They were tenacious and they were getting in throwing lanes pretty consistently. I think Green Bay needs to probably do a better job of getting off of coverage. But outside of the one play from Jordan, I had a tough time putting pretty much anything on Jordan throughout that period. But yeah, it was not pretty for the offense. And then after that period, you had a session right after that where they did 11 on 11. Malik was that quarterback.
Right.
Josh Jacobs drops an out route. Tucker Kraft fumbles a screen pass. And Romeo Doubs had a perfect fade thrown right to him in the back of the or in the front of the end zone and could not come up with that play, a very catchable ball from Malik Willis in that situation. So there was just that middle portion of practice that was about, at least offensively, as bullying shoe ugly as you could possibly get at that point in time.
Okay, so drops have been a conversation piece on our radio station, on your podcast, everywhere, as far as how much better are the wide receivers, tight ends, everybody going to be with catching the football. I'm not at practice every day keeping track of this stuff necessarily. I'm just kind of reading your stuff on the air, what you're putting out there. It doesn't feel like they've gotten any better catching the football to me.
No, the weird thing is that there's no, I wouldn't say there's any specific trends. Romeo's had a couple as of late, but you know, Wicks and Reed are out. Golden has not had any drop issues whatsoever. You'll see like one here and there from a tight end. Jacobs had one today. You know, it just seems to be like spread all the way around. Malik Heath's had a few. But it doesn't necessarily seem to be any one player that's just like dropping it over and over and over again. It just is, it's something that exists and they just can't seem to get rid of it. And it's not just like drops, it's plays that, yeah, maybe they don't come up with, but like they should, like the one today to Romeo. In the end, it might be considered like a contested catch, or maybe even the corner had some to do with that. That's still, to me, a play that Romeo's got to find a way to go and get. It was a perfectly thrown ball. He had the first opportunity. He's got to go pluck that ball away from his body and make it that it's his, and he just didn't in that situation. So sometimes it's not just the fact that it's hitting their hands and it's dropped. It's just opportunities that are there that the receivers are not, or the weapons are not paying off, and it just has to be better. And if you get to Detroit, Washington, those first 2 weeks of the season, and you've got opportunities like that, and you're letting them literally slip through your fingertips, literally and figuratively, it's going to be a long day and a long season, because you have very tough opponents all throughout your schedule. You have to take advantage of your opportunities when they're there. There was way too much of that last year, and it cannot be something that exists again in 2025.
If we talk about this offense, Andy Herman, the two names that excite me the most currently, Matthew Golden, Tucker Kraft. Anybody else?
Yeah, those are definitely the Josh Jacobs is obviously still very exciting as well, but Kraft has had a great training camp. He, outside of today, of the fumble today, I mean, he was unstoppable. They could not keep anyone on Tucker Kraft all throughout practice. He caught catch after catch after catch. Also, shout out to Luke Musgrave today, who was phenomenal. Good. I mean, he came up. This was easily the best day of Luke Musgrave as a Green Bay Packer of anything we've seen in a game, in a scrimmage, in a practice, in a family night, any of it. This was the best day I've seen from Luke Musgrave. So hopefully that's a harbinger of things to come. But overall, no, I would agree with you. Matthew Golden, Josh Jacobs, Tucker Kraft, those have been easily the three most. I would also put Marshawn Lloyd in that category when he's out on the field. It's just that is been, unfortunately, a major issue for him.
Yeah, major issue indeed. Andy Herman, Pack-A-Day Radio Show, weekday mornings, 8 to 9 here on the Fan Pack-A-Day Podcast. Make sure to check that out wherever you have your podcast at. Check it out on YouTube as well. So defensively, did the defense win the day like the Seahawks did against the Packers offense?
Yeah, so this is one of those things where they have two practices that are basically going on at the same time. And as a viewer of practice, you have to pick your poison. Do you want to go watch the defense, or do you want to go watch the offense? So I chose to watch the offense throughout the majority of all of the day, other than the final reps that you got to see everything. The one thing I did see is the big two-minute drill at the end for the number one offense for Seattle, which Evan Williams ended with a gorgeous interception as they tried to hit Jaxon Smith-Njigba deep. From what I heard, the defense did fine, but Jaxon Smith-Njigba did eat them alive for three touchdowns. Also had a catch during the two-minute drill as well. So he apparently had a massive day for Seattle. Everything else, it seems like run game and every other receiver, they pretty much kept under wraps. But JSN, who is apt to do from time to time, had a massive performance. But other than that, it seemed like it was a pretty good day from the defense.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, in these situations, you're really not scheming up. If this was a regular season game, Halfley schemes up stopping him, and it's probably not as big of a day because the Packers really didn't give up 100-yard receivers that much last year at all.
You're not scheming anything up. You don't have Nate Hobbs. You don't have Xavier McKinney out there. Like, it's just a totally different ball game when you're actually going out there and trying to stop people. So again, a lot of this in practice and in preseason is for evaluation. Yep. You want to see how players do in certain situations. You know, and it's just to see, you know, like who goes out and grabs roster spots and those sort of things. So, yeah, that it is far less to do with actually trying to scheme to stop a player in these scenarios and more to do with evaluating how they respond to some unique situations.
On the way out, plugs away. Go ahead. Radio show, podcast, whatever you want to promote.
Yeah, Pack-A-Day Radio Show, 8 to 9 here on The Fan every single Monday through Friday, along with super producer Tommy Wirtz. And then, of course, the Pack-A-Day Podcast 365, wherever you get your favorite podcasts, YouTube, everywhere else. And then you can find me at Andy Herman NFL.
It's a beautiful thing. Andy, so thank you so much.
Hey, appreciate you a ton. Have a good one, Sparky.
Take care. There is Andy Herman, Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.